From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Or toll free at 855-395-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And thank you, Todd Manessis, and thank you for putting out those phone numbers. I want to get them out to you one more time because we've got a special opportunity this morning. We have a special guest joining us, a gunsmith and gun repair expert. If you've got a sick gun or a gun with problems, something's been bugging you, looking for a strange part, don't know what's wrong, maybe we can troubleshoot for you. So call us at either of those two numbers. Locally, it's 260-6368. If you're listening by way of our live stream or outside the 504 dialing area, it's simply 855-395-6368. You can chat with myself. Also, Michael Meyer, the co-host of the program, Talking with Guns, joins us from the Jefferson Gun Outlet and the Shooters Club Indoor Range and Training Center over there on Hickory Avenue in Harahan. And we're also joined by Nathan Renerson of Renerson's Gunsmith Service up there in central Louisiana. Long-standing company reputation. He and his dad, Dave, have been in business for many, many years. They join us now. Michael and Nathan, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Great. Good to be here.
If you would, Michael, maybe you can kind of lay the background about the firearms repair industry. I think there's a lot of confusion out there. A lot of people don't know where to go, don't know who. You know, certainly the days of shipping them back to the factory and having the factory do it. People are very, very hesitant to do that. Tell us how you handle firearms repair at your store over there at the Gun Outlet.
Well, I think repair is handled a lot differently today than it has in the past. And that's one of the questions I had for Nathan. Because when I was a kid, you know, my dad took me to the repair center for me to get my hunting shotgun or something repaired. And people in this day and age really don't have that opportunity quite as much as we did in the past. And really quick, Nathan, why don't we see gunsmith's facilities right around the corner like that anymore?
Well, one of the reasons is there's not a huge demand for gunsmiths. I mean, there's a few guys here and there that open up small businesses here and there, but there's no real large gun repair facilities. And there's not a really, like the local community college or the local university, a lot of areas don't have a gunsmithing program. So if you're going to become a gunsmith, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, learn like I did, like from my dad, or you're going to have to apprentice with another, gunsmith that knows what they're doing, a competent guy that can teach somebody. And so it's few and far between that you'll find somebody who even wants to be a gunsmith. Much less people that are training other gunsmiths to get out there and open up shops.
Yeah, well, what we do today, we send most of our guns for repair directly back to the manufacturer. And a lot of times, the designated repair point is actually you guys. So when we get a repair for Remington or something like that, we don't send it back to Remington. We actually send it back to you, where you fix it. And that's for, I'm guessing, people all around the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a handful of repair centers that are called warranty repair stations. And basically, if you're going to take, like you said, mentioned Remington, if you want to send it back to Remington, to the factory, sometimes you're looking at, 3 to 6 months repair time a lot of times, because these guys are mainly into selling the guns that they're making, and then sometimes they'll replace the gun a little bit quicker. But if you're going to get a repair, a lot of times even the factories don't have the facilities to maintain all of their the repairs. And so what they do is they hire out factory warranty centers. So like we've been a Remington warranty center for over 15 years, almost 20 years, I think. And basically what happens is the factory will call us and say, hey, look, we got a guy in Louisiana, or any of the local area. We get guns from all over the South. They send it to the local warranty repair center, or they get people to come in and bring their gun to us, and we can repair it under the factory warranty program.
Now, I know that Don got his gun repaired in the past, and he didn't get it repaired around his house. He actually went to you guys to get it repaired. So we know there's not that many facilities around us, either on the North Shore or the South Shore, to get stuff repaired. So you guys are pretty much it in this area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Remington, the way that they work, they're real particular about who they choose to do their warranty repairs. I mean, you know, if you get a gunsmith that's not up to date on what their standards are, a lot of times, you know, they'll void the warranty by doing something that Remington doesn't want happen. And so, you know, they update us every year. Here's what we're looking for. Here's what you're going to probably see come in. Here's new guns that are coming out. And we have to go through a little bit of training to make sure that we can service those guns. But yes, I don't. There's not very many centers that they send them to, but it's kind of a hub. I mean, they don't have we're a warranty center for 10 major manufacturers, but in this particular case, like Remington, you know, I mean, we repair probably less than 50 guns a month just for Remington on the warranty program.
Nathan, how much impact has changes in acquiring and keeping and maintaining an FFL, a federal firearms license, to actually deal in firearms? That has really played a big role in it. And I think a lot of people who would normally open up their shop just simply can't deal with it, either because of cost or maybe they limit it or they make you jump through so many hoops, people just don't fool with it. But in the old days, I used to know people who bought them. I think you could get them very reasonable, and just because they wanted to be able to buy firearms directly from manufacturers and instead of going through retail stores. But now those days are long gone. How has the restrictions on licensing and record keeping affected gun repair?
You know, they have cracked down in the past 5 or 10 years on, you know, like what you said, just individual guys who are looking to buy a few guns a year from the, you know, and get, you know, distributor pricing. And the reason they've done that is because of new ATF regulations and wanting to, you know, restrict the flow of guns through certain outlets. And so the ATF, we have to be reviewed every 2 years. So they come in, they look at all of our books. They make sure that every gun that came in also was logged in properly. I mean, to the T. I mean, if you miss one little box, checkbox, I mean, they'll get you. They'll fine you, or sometimes I've heard of guys getting their license pulled. I mean, we've had FFL license for 20 years, but every 2 years, I mean, it's kind of we get a little bit on edge, because at any point they could just say, hey, look, we don't, you know, we're pulling your license and we're out of business. If we can't take guns in the repair business, you asked specifically about the repair business. It's probably even more restricted than even gun sales. So even if you can use your FFL license to buy a gun, you know, we have to log, I mean, we log, you know, 5 to 10,000 guns a year just in the repair business. And then in addition to that, the retail sales. So we just have to be very particular, because they're very particular.
All right, if anyone has any questions about gun repair, specific problem with their firearm, their weapon, you're welcome to call us at 260-6368. Toll-free number is 855-395-6368. We have Nolan Renison of Renison's Gunsmith Service, one of the experts in the area, can maybe help you find what's wrong and do a little troubleshooting for you over the phone. Nathan, the thing I remember about you and your dad, I remember the onslaught of firearms you guys got after Hurricane Katrina. And, I mean, they were in every condition imaginable. Some of them had marsh mud on them. They were rusted. Records, you know, who knew was what. People lost firearms. They brought them. Have y'all ever straightened all of that out? I mean, and plus you had to, as you say, you got to, by law, log them in by serial number and dates and keep meticulous records on them. That was incredible. And that's been, what, 9 years ago now?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we're still, you know, guys that brought guns in. I mean, to speak specifically to that, I mean, we would have guys bring in, I mean, their house would be destroyed. I mean, they had nothing to their name, but their gun safe, which was bolted onto their concrete
slab.
That was the only thing that they would have left, and it would be filled up with water and mud and nastiness. But this is all they had. So they would come into our store and they would bring They didn't have anything else except maybe 10 guns. This is what I have left, you know, after the hurricane. Can you just fix them? And we said, you know, some of these guns cannot be repaired because of the salt water and the muck. And they said, I don't care what you have to do. This is all I have left. I mean, it was pretty emotional time for everyone when that happened. And, you know, we did the best that we could. We got more guns in that year than we've ever got in. And it's mainly because everybody was affected. It wasn't just like one person had, you know, a little bit of flooding. It was everybody had either, you know, flooding or, you know, guns that a lot of them we couldn't do anything with, honestly. I mean, there was a lot of them that, because they couldn't get down to their houses for 2, 3, 4 weeks or more. And when they finally got to their house or got their guns and brought them to us, it was just the salt water had just decimated the guns. And so we tried to save as many as we could, but it was a crazy time for everybody in that business during
yeah, it had to be overwhelming, because it not only was it the amount of them and the quantity, but it was all at the same time. It wasn't like it was spread out over any length of time. As soon as people were able to get back in their homes and find the ones that were lucky enough to find their guns, they
right.
had to do something with them, and they ended up at your place, and you guys really did a job on them. What would you say is the most common problem you experience with guns? I'd say shotguns. You know, a guy gets ready to go hunting
right.
and hasn't taken a gun out for a while. He takes it out for the first day of the season, jams up, hangs up on him. What is the main breakdown you see on a firearm?
You know, the main thing that we see is that guys are not taking care of their guns after the season. There needs to be some after-season care that needs to happen. You need to be able to remove your choke tube. One big thing is that guys leave their choke tube in all season, don't take it out and clean it and put it back in. Then they get ready for hunting season, they pull their gun out the closet and say, you know, my choke tube won't come out. Well, that's because it's locked in there. And a lot of times it's really tough to get those choke tubes out. And so we have to, you know, soak them and do all kinds of stuff to try to get those choke tubes out. But and sometimes we can't. I mean, they're frozen in there. That's a big issue. Also, when they're getting ready to get into hunting season, they just forgot about it over the off season. They just forgot that they had to get it cleaned. And so now they're going into their first hunt, because usually they're thinking about it the weekend before. Usually they got their gun out. They don't have time to bring it in and get it serviced, make sure it's working properly, and they have an issue, usually their first hunt. So we see a lot of influx of guns right after the first week in the hunting season.
All right, very good. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're talking with Nathan Renison of Renison's Gunsmith Service, also Michael Meyer of Jefferson Gun Outlets with us. Got a question, comment about gun repair. I want to find out about availability of parts. Sometimes it's a pretty simple thing that a guy with a little handy with tools could take care of himself. Is it possible to get those? How do you go about getting them? We'll be back to talk more about it. It's Talking Guns on 3WL 1350 Radio.
Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events, register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates. It's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, cornflour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
When I think of hunting camps, I think of unique South Louisiana food. You don't have to follow me down the bayou to find it. Just join me at Fritchie Park Slidell Saturday, October 4th for the 11th annual Wild Game Seafood and Barbecue Cook-Off. Adult tickets are $15, 5 for kids and under 6 in free, and entitles you to all the samples you care to judge. Raffles, auctions, live music, and awards for the best cooks and their dishes at the Wild Game Seafood and Barbecue Cook-Off. Fritchie Park Slidell Saturday, October 4th, presented in part by David Kaufman and Company.
Hey, you fellow anglers, this is Dutch Brager. Some folks call me the father of Louisiana big game fishing. Al Calories calls me Tangle 'em Up Dutch.
And this is Tangle 'em Up Al. When we are looking for the latest source for fishing information, we get our free monthly copy of Coastal Angler Magazine.
I go to Coastal Angler Magazine for its great articles, fishing reports, local forecasts, and tips from top charter guys.
And I visit the new website to read the latest issue online at CoastalAnglerNOLA.com. This website has great content not found in the magazine.
Tight lines.
Where can I get my perks today?
The 10th Street Cafe in Gretna. Try the 10th Street Catfish with creamy crawfish sauce or the roast beef po' boy made from scratch. Lunch specials offered daily. Today, get a 10th Street Cafe $30 certificate for only $15.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
You know what ruins a family camping trip? Staying zipped in the tent because of ragweed pollen, the number one cause of fall allergies. Allegra gets you back in the fun by relieving your worst indoor and outdoor symptoms, even at 8 times high pollen levels. Allegra's non-drowsy relief starts in 1 hour and stays strong for 24. Camping is for bonding, not sneezing. So get Allegra, stop suffering, and start living.
Use only as directed in controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Visit Allegra.com.
Let's give it up for respect, for pleases and thank yous, greeting each other by name, and recognizing that people should always come first. Allstate puts you first with the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee. If your claim experience isn't fast, fair, and hassle-free, you'll get your money back, no questions asked. Let's give it up for good.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability for a limited time. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Find your local Allstate agent today at Allstate.com.
This is the four-course voice of Tom Fitzmaurice. The best part of my job is sending you to good, reliable, and affordable restaurants that you might not know about. The Maple Street Cafe is a perfect example of that. Although it's popular among the people who live and work in the Maple Street shopping district between Carrollton and Broadway, it has a lot of regular customers who cross town to go there. You'll like it as much as they do. The menu is evenly split between Italian and New Orleans cooking. They're equally enjoyable, too. Fresh seafood and vegetables and meats of fine quality come together both in the standing menu and the specials. Favorite first meal? Start with the oysters almondine, then the soup of the day, then fish with whatever sauce and garnish you like, or the chicken and veal limone. The dining room is pleasant but unfussy, and the prices always seem too low to me. The Maple Street Cafe, 7623 Maple Street Uptown, and the new Maple Cafe next to the marina at West End. Lunch and dinner 7 days. The Maples.
The Ruger SR9C compact pistol. Never has the word compact meant so much. The SR9C features a 10-round magazine with finger grip extension, 17-round magazine with grip extension adapter, and Ruger's unique reversible backstrap. The SR9C also features a high-visibility 3-dot sight system, built-in accessory mounting rail, and ambidextrous thumb safety and magazine release. The Ruger SR9C, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
When you hear Chef Roseanne say, "Come and eat, I always make too much," you know you'll have a handmade traditional Italian experience at Red Gravy. Inspired by their summer in Tuscany, there's more to love about Red Gravy with their new autumn menu and dinner on Sundays, too. Enjoy dinner with osso buco or handmade ravioli Thursday through Sunday. Brunch served every day but Tuesday. You'll be serenaded by live music during weekend brunch. Red Gravy, where all the pasta is handmade, supports local farmers, fishers, dairies, and bakers. 125 Camp Street in the CBD.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
And Michael Meyer of Jefferson Gun Outlet, Shooters Club Indoor Range and Training Center is with us. In a little while, we're going to talk about some of the primitive weapons that are available at the Jefferson Gun Outlet. Primitive weapon season is almost here, and a lot of folks want to take part in that. It's kind of a intermediate hunting weapon between the archery and the modern firearms and gives you a lot of chance to get out there and do some deer hunting during the early part of the season. Also with us is Nathan Renison, Renison's Gunsmith Service up in central Louisiana, one of the major repair shops, and can answer any questions you might have regarding your firearm if you're having specific problems, maybe ways to troubleshoot it and find out what the problem might be and what the solution is. Nathan, I talk a little bit about part availability. How easy or how difficult is it for the layperson, the average gun owner, to get a part? Are there some parts that can be ordered through mail and shipped in, or are there some that are restricted because of fear of people developing their own unregistered firearms because they've got enough parts to put one together?
You know, it's easier than ever right now to get online, find a place that's making parts. You know, a lot of aftermarket parts, a lot of even places like brownells.com that is selling parts for that the average person can just get on and buy a part. You know, if you have an O-ring for your 1100 for your shotgun that you need to pick up before the season starts, it's really easy to get online and do that. There are some parts that are restricted. Yes, the ATF is really kind of, you know, watching, but it's mainly on serialized receivers. There are a few parts that factories restrict that have to do with the mechanism of the bolt that you can only get through the warranty repair centers like we are. But for the most part, minor repairs, you know, gas pistons, things that you can grab that wear out fairly easily on your gun, you can get that online. Or stopping your local store. I'm sure Jefferson Outlet has some places, some you know, parts that you can keep your gun running, small maintenance things through the course of the hunting season.
Michael, do you have any type of parts replacement or easy repairs without having to take a firearm in, log it, ship it up to Nathan, and then wait for it to come back?
Well, we have a few on site, but we mainly do a as-needed parts request. So if someone needs a part, we will order the part that they need from Brownells or someplace like that, pull it in, and then if it's something easy, we can just throw it in there for them and get them back up to speed. Other than that, we ask them to possibly go down the street to Renaissance and take care of that. You know, if it requires any type of gunsmith and install or anything like that, we do not fool with that.
You know, Nathan, we pretty much talked about repair, but a true gunsmith, there's actually some customizing and some creative work is done, and that is really getting rare these days as far as fitting stocks, custom fitting them, or putting certain modifications onto firearms that people prefer. Is any of that still available through your service?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had my dad has been gunsmithing for almost 30 years now. He's had our store's been open for about 20 years, but you know, we have some gunsmiths there that can do the things that used to be really hard to get done. Choke tubes, cut and crown and barrel, some of the more customized jobs. But I will tell you this: the factories are really kind of catching on. They're trying to tailor to the client, tailor what they want, offer different models. So you'll see a lot of places, you know, will have different models of guns that will try to tailor fit towards the hunter so he can get all of the options that he needs. So if you want a 30-inch barrel and you're out there trying to, you know, do geese and ducks, you're going to 30-inch. If you want something shorter, 18-inch barrel for home defense, you know, there's all kinds of options now where we don't need to do a whole lot of gunsmithing. You don't need to cut down barrels and all the things that we used to do. We've seen that migrate over the years to where, yes, there's just not offered anymore. One of the things that's going by the way right now is checkering. You know, we had a guy come in the other day to the shop, and he said, you know, do you guys checker? And I had to tell him we hadn't checkered a gun stock in probably 10 years. Just because nobody comes in and asks for it, so there's nobody sitting down and training and learning and going through the process of having to do that. Now, I remember doing it. My dad does it, but we hadn't done it on any guns in 10 years.
Michael and Nathan, both of you, have you noticed, I guess, for lack of a better term, just a loss of quality in the precision and the making of firearms and over the years that, you know, they're becoming more like a lot of other products we see, the cost of replacement parts and the repair bill and, of course, the added cost of having to handle them and log them in because of ATF regulations. It's simply becoming, are we ever going to see throwaway guns? I mean, to where it's just as cost prohibitive for what you can buy these guns for now? And how is that reflected in the way that they perform and the way that they're made now? I really made a mistake in buying one firearm, and the name shall remain nameless, but I bought it based on reputation of this firearm. And then over the years, from what it once was and what it is now, I would never buy one again. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Well, we see a lot of it. I see a lot of it at the gun shows mainly. They sell brands there that we wouldn't sell, and a lot of those guns are disposable. and they probably should be disposed of before you actually fire it. But but yeah, there's some guns that that kind of lack the technology that we have here in the United States for manufacturing. I'm not going to name too many of those, but some of them come in from other countries, and they're a good price point gun, but they do have some issues with reliability that we're always sending back for pretty much the same thing to get repaired on a fairly new gun when someone goes and shoots it for the first time. There's a similar malfunction that would happen pretty much each time. It would have to send it back constantly. So we see that with a few different brands that are imported in, and mainly from Argentina and Brazil and places like that. The quality control is just a little bit off.
Nathan, yeah, do you see that repeat offenders on certain brands?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, there's a lot of times when guns come in that are not the major manufacturers. I mean, that we're talking about Remington, Browning, Winchester, Beretta, Benelli. A lot of these major guns that Michael sells at his store and most, you know, major gun retailers carry, these all have quality parts, a lot of them very precision parts. But then what he's talking about is there's some other guns that, well, I've never heard of this gun, but it looks really like my Remington 870, or it looks, you know, and you think, okay, well, it looks great on the outside, but then as a gunsmith, when I get inside the gun and the precision's not there, and the reason that it's breaking is because, you know, it's the quality is subpar. What happens a lot of times is we can't even repair it because that manufacturer is located outside the country. They're not selling parts, you know, or they don't have them available to replace. So what happens is when we get those guns, we have to turn down the customer and say, we can't even repair this gun. It's got to be, you know, there's no even hope for us to even get a part for it. So it's tough for us to repair this gun.
Well, for both of you, you know, Michael, it's your job to act as a consultant, and people coming in, they're going to ask a lot of questions about specific firearms, and I'm sure sometimes you got to be brutally honest and tell them what you think about it, and they may take it with a grain of salt, thinking you're in business to sell firearms, and, you know, you may or may not be telling them the real story. And, Nathan, they may not think of contacting you as a gunsmith, but you would be a primary source of great information. But are there any good reviews, and I'm sure now it's available online somewhere. What would you suggest to people to go search and get background and history on firearms? Because I found that when I had a problem with my specific firearm, when I went online, I was amazed to find out how many other people had exactly the same problem, exactly the same opinion. And if I would have done it before I bought it, I would have never bought it and eliminated my problem. Where do you suggest they go?
You know, one of the things I would say, and I'm not sure where Michael would send them, I would tell you, go directly to the source. I mean, Jefferson Gun Outlet has guys that probably worked there for 10 or 20 years plus, and so they have guys that have experience, you know, and that's the kind of guys you want to talk to. If your dad doesn't hunt, if your grandfather doesn't hunt, if your uncles, and they don't know what to recommend to you, then you need to speak to a competent, you know, gun retailer that sees it day in and day out. As far as places you can go, a lot of times we'll get online, especially when we get a gun that has an issue and we need to be able to speak to a particular the particular gun repair. What we'll do is we'll get online, we'll start searching, and what I find when I search online, there's a lot of guys that are just complaining, and instead of talking to an expert and trying to get a professional opinion, they just say, my gun's broken and it's no good. This is the worst gun ever because it broke on me. Well, mechanical things are going to have issues at some point. Cars, you know, tractors, four-wheelers. I mean, all of it needs repair. They all need to be maintained properly, lubed, you know, properly. It's just a mechanical tool that we use when we go out and we're doing our hobby. But because it is a hobby, a lot of times people just complain about it and then just throw it away and not really try to maintain it correctly.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in the internet. You know, use it as a resource tool. But before I bought something, especially if it was very expensive and something I've been looking at for a while, ask the guys at the counter that are selling it. They would know, and if they're honest, they'll let you know, look, we've had a lot of trouble with that series. You might want to think about this one instead. Find a reputable retailer that would give you some good information, not Walmart or somebody like that, but a gun store. It doesn't have to be a full-size gun store. It could be, you know, a basic retailer. But ask someone and ask many people and find the consensus of what you're buying. Make sure that it's something good.
Very good advice. Gentlemen, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about primitive weapons. Michael, from your standpoint, what's available out there? I'm going to give the regulations, and actually some people may not be aware of what is classified as a primitive firearm. And Nathan, from your perspective, what would be good care to avoid having to bring muzzle loaders and some of the single-shot breech-loading rifles that are out now into your shop instead of out there in the field where they belong. We're talking guns. It's More Outdoors on 3WL 1350.
If you like to hunt for redfish, black drum flounder, sheephead gar, and other saltwater fish, and enjoy seeing sea creatures and wildlife from a totally different nighttime perspective, I personally recommend Bow Fishing Unlimited in Port Sulphur. Bow Fishing Unlimited has airboats and provides all the equipment to make your large or small groups trip successful. Overnight accommodations available. And ask about Bow Fishing Unlimited's bachelor party specials online at bowfishing-unlimited.com, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com under Bow Fishing Guides, or call Jeremy Roussel at 504-415-6730.
This is Captain Wendy Billiot with Bayou Woman Adventures down in Terrebonne Parish, inviting you to join me for your outdoor experience of a lifetime. I offer wetland tours, birding and photography tours, and all-female fishing charters. Bring your friends and stay overnight at Camp DuLarge. Visit me on the web at bayouwoman.com or call 985-851-7578, 985-851-7578, and plan your Bayou Woman adventure today.
This is Don Dubuque, host of More Outdoors and Hunt Fish Talk, heard Saturday mornings on 1350 from 8 to 9. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south of Houma to the communities of Cocoa Tree, Point of Shen, Montague, Dulac, and DuLarge for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the big ones. Visit fishhoma.com for more information. That's fishhoma.com.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, my name is Richard Molina. My family and I want to make you feel at home with a delicious breakfast, lunch, and pastries. They are second to none at Flor de Lily Bakery and Cafe. We are located on Williams Boulevard next to the Harbor Seafood in Kenner. We have been using 3WL, 3WL.com, and the food show for a month now to get the word out. As a result, our business has grown by 25% weekdays and 40% on weekends.
Want your business to grow too? Call John Volpe at 812-9987. That's 812-9987.
The Ruger SR556 is a two-stage piston-driven rifle that features a four-position gas regulator and a cold hammer-forged barrel. Standard models include popular features like a chrome-lined barrel, quad rail handguard, telescoping buttstock, and backup iron sights. Carbine models have shorter, lighter barrels, providing quicker handling. And the value-priced E model offers everything you need and nothing you don't. The Ruger SR556, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM. Home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
All right, welcome back into Talking Guns. Michael Meyer of the Jefferson Gun Outlet Shooters Club Indoor Range and Training Center with us. Also, Nathan Renison of Renison's Gunsmith Service. We're going to talk about the primitive firearms that are available for deer hunting. That's coming up very shortly, and also some care and repair for them. But before we get to that, let's take Charlie's call. Charlie's calling in. I think this question's for you, Nathan. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, how y'all doing? My son's getting pretty good at trying to fix guns on his own, making small repairs. Is there any place in the area that he can go to learn more? Every place that he sees at a college or something like that is pretty far away.
Yeah, you know, there's not very many places. I think I spoke to that earlier in the show, and there are gunsmith colleges that you can go to, Pennsylvania, Colorado Gun School of Trades. I mean, there are some places that you can go out there locally. There's not a lot. The best thing that I would tell you to do is tell him to do, get on. If he's in college especially, I remember, you know, getting through high school and college just cleaning guns for my dad. And that's how I learned to get into the gunsmith business, just learning different models, learning how to disassemble, reassemble, learning how to, you know, what you know, gun lube works, what, how to get choke tubes unstuck. I mean, all of the things that you learn as a gunsmith, the little details, start by you apprenticing. Maybe he starts off just sweeping the floors at a gun shop somewhere, but that's where he probably needs to get started. Find a place, even if you go to a place like Jefferson Gun Outlet, where you work the counter for a little bit and learn about the different guns and the different models and all those things. Every little bit that you can learn, soak up when you're that age, you know, will lead you into, you know, the direction you want to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you very
Nathan,
much.
Nathan, just one more aspect of that. I mean, is it practical to take any online courses that these colleges and universities offer? You can take almost anything now online, but when it comes to guns, it seems like it just may have to be actual physical hands-on training to really get it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to touch and feel. A lot of times guys will call in to me and they'll say, hey, can you fix my gun? And I say, well, I need to see it. I need to see what's wrong with your gun, you know, and I understand you're telling me that it's not ejecting, but, you know, a lot, it's all hands on. So when I encourage you to get an apprenticeship or just get your hands on, you know, behind the retail counter, get your hands on some guns, see how they operate, see, you know, what goes on behind the mechanism of each one. That, if you're curious about that stuff, you'll go a little bit further until you get to the point, and we've seen where, you know, guys say, okay, I want to make this my career, and then they'll take the next step, and they will go to gunsmith school, or they will, you know, get hired on as an apprentice.
All right, Charlie, good luck, Charlie, and let us know how things turn out. And I think maybe it might be the start of a great career because there certainly is a need for it. Appreciate you calling. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to kind of give the regulations, quote them from Wildlife and Fisheries in Louisiana for primitive firearm season. Here's what you can use: a rifle or a pistol, 44 caliber minimum, or a shotgun 10-gauge or smaller that load exclusively from the muzzle or cap and ball cylinder. Use black powder or approved substitute. The bullet or ball projectile only included sabreted bullets. All of the above can be used with scopes. Then you can also use the single-shot breech-loading rifle, 35 caliber or larger, with an exposed hammer that uses metallic cartridges loaded either with black powder or modern smokeless powder. That can be fitted with a magnified scope. I would call that a modern primitive firearm. It's pretty much a single-shot rifle. And then this is one that a lot of people are not aware of. You can use the old single-shot breech-loading shotgun, 10-gauge and smaller, as long as it's got an exposed hammer and you use buckshot or rifle slug in it. So I think we may see a resurgence in what has been a simpler, more reliable firearm forever, the single-shot shotgun. So, Michael, all of these products, are they available at Jefferson Gun Outlet?
Well, most. We don't sell the black powder rifles because you can buy those over the Internet. They're not regulated by the ATF, so you can buy those pretty much anywhere. The most common primitive weapon, even though it's not primitive, is the H&R 4570. And we sell that mainly for the primitive weapon part of the season. And it's the easiest one. It's the one that it's the rifle that most people are familiar with because it uses common modern cartridges. So you can just put it in there like you normally do. You don't have to understand all the black powder loading procedures. So it makes it a lot easier. It's a lot easier to carry the stuff out into the field, and it's a lot easier to load and unload, and it's actually a little bit safer than black powder rifles.
And how about the basic single-shot shotgun? I'm sure you've got there's tons of those out there that are used, and, I mean, those guns are forever almost. There's very little can ever break down on them. There's just so few moving parts.
Yeah, and they have bolt-action shotguns, which would definitely suffice for that use. And
I don't know if that would qualify because it's got to have the hammer on it.
That's true. So yeah. It's a coach-style gun with a long barrel. So it's going to have the hammer in the backside. More primitive style. I don't know exactly, you know, what requirements they require with that shotgun, but yeah, it's going to have that primitive look to it, and single shot mainly. You definitely can't use anything that has other rounds in it, and you don't want to get caught with that stuff before season either. So make sure that you have the right stuff and that you're qualified under your hunting permit to have what you have where you are, because you can get in a lot of trouble if you have the wrong stuff.
Right. Nathan, as far as problems, how can people head off having problems, and do you do repair on black powder weapons?
Yeah, we do repair on black powder weapons. I would tell you that since Louisiana passed the law to introduce the H&R 4570 or 444 or 35 Whalen, we've seen a huge drop-off in gunpowder repairs, people asking for it. I mean, basically, I don't want to say it's extinct, but it's in Louisiana, we hardly ever get a black powder rifle to repair. And it's so we're mainly looking at H&R shotguns. We're the warranty repair center for H&R, and I would tell you this, we see very few H&Rs. I mean, they're, you know, solid gun, great design. The parts are on the inside, hardly ever break. Just a few moving parts, and it's a hammer, a sear. You know, it's simple, it's primitive, but it works. And for the guys hunting in Louisiana that use primitive weapons, it works.
Yep, and of course, if you still are, like I still occasionally take the black powder out. Now, I've gone to the little black powder, what do you call them, the tube? They're cartridges rather than the loose stuff. I'm not that primitive where I pour it out of a leather pouch into it. But cleaning is really, really much more crucial on those firearms, because that could cost you an animal if you don't clean that. I clean mine after every shot.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't clean your gun and black powder, it's the black powder, the actual black powder is corrosive. It's very corrosive. And it's not as when you're shooting a regular rifle round like an H&R, it's going to pretty much burn every single piece of powder that you have in there all the way out. And black powder, a lot of times you get residue. You shoot it one time, you know, it's going to or you shoot it a second time. After you shoot the first time, you'll even feel it in the barrel. It's tough to get the next round in there sometimes just because it clings to your barrel. And if you don't clean it, you'll start seeing rust and pits, and then your accuracy goes down in your barrel, and that's what you experience when you get black powder guns.
Yeah, and it can even foul that little nipple, and your fire won't go through, and you'll get a misfire on it. Very, very critical to clean them. All right, guys, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Michael's feature, regular feature. It's called our Gun Product of the Month. We'll be back with that right after this pause. You're listening to Talking Guns on 3WL.
Got a truck? Protect it with Line-X. Buying a new truck? Tell your dealer you want a Line-X spray-on bed liner. Don't accept anything less. Line-X, number one in customer satisfaction. 504-463-3090 or North Shore, 985-809-8973.
The Louisiana Wildfowl Festival is October 4th and 5th at the Castine Center at Pelican Park in Mandeville. Over 2,000 hand-carved and collector decoys and other stunning wildlife by world champion carvers. Compare your favorites with judges who will award over $40,000 in prize money. Appreciate and purchase through Sunday's auction outstanding wildlife and wildfowl art. Want to see live decoy carving and painting? Be at the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival Saturday, October 4th, 9 to 6. Sunday, October 5th, 9 to 4 at the Castine Center in Mandeville's Pelican Park. Complete details at lwccg.com.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, cornflour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
When I think of hunting camps, I think of unique South Louisiana food. You don't have to follow me down the bayou to find it. Just join me at Fritchie Park Slidell Saturday, October 4th for the 11th annual Wild Game Seafood and Barbecue Cook-Off. Adult tickets are $15, 5 for kids and under 6 in free, and entitles you to all the samples you care to judge. Raffles, auctions, live music, and awards for the best cooks and their dishes at the Wild Game Seafood and Barbecue Cook-Off. Fritchie Park Slidell, Saturday, October 4th, presented in part by David Kaufman and Company.
The Ruger SR9 packs all of the features required by today's most demanding shooters. The SR9 is one of the slimmest, most comfortable, and controllable 9mm pistols available today. It features an adjustable 3-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, built-in Picatinny rail, and 17+1 capacity. The Ruger SR9. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Hi, this is John from the Silver Slipper telling you that we've brought back our football Plinko Sundays just for you. So now when you come here and play on Sunday, you'll be earning entries for the drawings that we'll be doing between noon and 6 p.m. We're going to draw three names every 15 minutes, and those people are going to drop the Plinko puck and win some free play. So come on down to the Silver Slipper Casino to win your chance to play football Plinko every Sunday and let us be your host on the coast.
Have a good time at the Silver Slipper.
The end of summer sales event is going on right now at Crown Buick GMC. Get 0% financing for 60 months plus up to $1,000 cash back on Sierra crew cabs. 0% plus cash back on Sierra today at Crown. The end of summer sales event also means big savings on 2014 Buicks. Get 0% financing for 60 months plus up to $1,750 cash back on most every 2014 Buick in stock. 0% plus cash back, now that's big, at Crown in Metairie or CrownBuickGMC.com.
Aspire to change lives and communities. Join United Way.
They support quality child care.
So parents can work. They help kids learn.
And graduate.
United Way helps you in disasters.
They feed families.
Help you get counseling.
Save money on prescriptions.
And United Way helps you in so many other ways.
You can change tomorrow.
Starting today.
Give.
Advocate. Volunteer.
What are your aspirations for your community? Tell us. Show us. Visit unitedwaysela.org/aspire today.
I remember the first time I went deer hunting with my father, and this year my son is hunting for the first time. While he wants to bag a buck, what he learns while hunting is much more important. Responsibility, safety, conservation principles, and the beauty and wonder of our natural world. Rather than singing about the circle of life, he's experiencing it firsthand. Deer hunting is an American tradition that teaches lessons for life. A message from this station and Whitetails Unlimited.
Well, now take that.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
And welcome back into Talking Guns, a regular feature here on More Outdoors. Michael Meyer, the Jefferson Gun Outlet and Shooters Club Indoor Range and Training Center, co-hosting with us. We've been very happy to have Nathan Renison of Renison's Gunsmith Service give an hour of his time this Saturday morning to talk a little bit about gun care and gun repair. Michael, you got a regular feature people look forward to called the Gun Product of the Month. Tell us what you got this month.
Yeah, our Product of the Month this month is a tough, accurate, and very lethal bullet designed by Federal called Fusion. Fusion-branded ammunition ranges in price from $35 to $45 a box, depending on caliber. And with that price, you get top-quality, premium-designed bullets that are pre-programmed for optimum expansion. They have an inseparable jacket for high-weight retention that maximizes the lethal drop effect. Federal Fusion is an affordable premium cartridge that will give you high-performance results at a relatively low cost. Now, the Fusion brand of ammo was originally designed in 2005 specifically for whitetail deer. It's now available for many disciplines of hunting as well as coming in many different bullet weights, so you have your choices there. If you're still using old-school military-style ammo, and you would know by the price of it, so if you're only paying $15 a box for your hunting ammo, it's time probably to upgrade. And you may want to jump into the 21st century with this Federal Fusion and see what technology can do with you. There's a lot of technology behind bullet design today, and it's a good idea to pay for some of that, try it out, and you may find yourself recovering your deer, sticking it on the four-wheeler instead of looking for it all night. So try it. I think you'll like it, and it's a very good product. There's many other ones out there, too. This is just one of them by Federal. Many other brands have their premium-type ammo available, and it's good stuff. You need to try the new stuff that's out there.
Michael, what calibers is it available in?
It's available in all the standard hunting calibers. It's a very long list, but including, I think they just came out with a 45-70 round. They have, you know, all the standard 308, 30-06, and so forth, as well as some of the Winchester short mag cartridges. They have those. So it's pretty much it covers the whole spectrum of sizes that you need. And there's other ones by Winchester and some other brands, too, that have some really good products out there. And they're also available in many different calibers, too. So try it. I mean, that's something you do have to try.
Well, especially when you're talking about rounds that you're not going to shoot that many of. I mean, I've talked to turkey hunters, and, you know, I mean, if you shoot three or four rounds a season, that's plenty when you're hunting turkeys, and yet they'll still want to buy the cheapest load they can find in a big shot size. Where I shoot the Federal Premium copper-plated BBs, a 3.5-inch Magnum, I pay premium price for them, but, I mean, when you're shooting that few, you're better off because, you know, you don't get that many shots. And the same is true when you're big game hunting. Two things I always tell people not to scrimp on. Don't scrimp on a scope. That's very important to get the good glass, to get the big picture, one that gathers a lot of light, particularly in these days when deer are most active just before good, strong light and really at the last light before legal shooting time ends. And the other thing is on their ammo. You got to get the good stuff. It does make a difference. Michael, we heard about problems in availability in certain calibers like the .22. Can hunters expect to have any problems in availability of any rounds at all as far as calibers go?
Well, not right now. This is the time to buy your ammo. So the manufacturers are pumping it out right now. It always comes out right before hunting season. So this is the time to buy everything that you need for your hunting season. There's a good chance that halfway into hunting season, you're not going to find your caliber and a certain bullet weight here and there because it runs out and the manufacturers aren't producing that anymore. They don't produce ammo for hunting during hunting season. They produce it during the summer, and they use all the stock to pump it out and get it out there.
Yeah, the stuff doesn't go bad. Buy early, and if you don't use it all by the end of the season, there's always next season to look forward to. Nathan, before we go, maybe some advice on cleaning tips, things to take care of rifles. We don't shoot those as often. Not as many rounds go through them as a shotgun. To keep them out of your shop, what would you advise when guys come in on a regular basis after each hunt, but then again when they put that gun up at the end of the season?
Well, the main thing is you shoot your gun before you get out in the field. Even if you sighted it in last season, you want to shoot your gun a day before you get out there on the hunting stand and then find the scope was bumped and knocked and maybe it fell over in the safe or, you know, something happened, a base got loose somehow. You want to check your gun before you get out in the field. That's the main thing. Check your scope mounts, check your bases, the rings, make sure it's all tight. Bore sighted. Go get a gunsmith to bore sight. I'm sure that you can find a bore sighter, even if you don't have access to our gunsmith services. You can find some bore sighters at Jefferson or any other gun shop that you can, you know, basically line up your bore with your scope, and that just gets you on the paper at 100 yards, and then you fine tune it down until you can get a good group. We go and sight in a lot of guns right before hunting season for guys who, well, I can't get out there. I'm going to go bring it to the gunsmith. But what I'll tell you at this point, you know, if you haven't got it in, you probably ain't going to get it right before hunting season. So get out there yourself. Shoot your gun because the way you hold your gun, it all matters whenever you're sighting your gun in. I'll tell you this. I use Federal Premium ammo. And the difference on the gun repair side is that The difference is, for me, I can shoot a one MOA in 1 inch, within 1 inch three-shot group at 100 yards with Federal Premium. And when I shoot with other ammo, I'll notice that I'll get significantly less grouping, which means that when you're shooting, you'll get 2 or 3 inch groups instead of when you use a premium ammunition and you're getting tighter groups. So that's what you get. You don't just get, you know, a better round. You also get better accuracy.
Got it. Thanks for spending some time with us, Nathan, as always. And tell your dad, David, hello for me when you see him. And, Michael, we'll see you again next month for another edition of Talking Guns right here on 3WL. Great job, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Nice to
Thank
be
you.
Here.
All right, that's going to wrap it up, our four-hour block of outdoor programming. We'll do it all over again next Saturday morning. We start dark and early at 5 a.m., broadcasting live from our studio in the woods at St. Hubert's Cathedral. Have a great National Hunting and Fishing Day. Try to get out there and enjoy it in some form or fashion. Remember, they've got the big celebration going on at Wadeel Wildlife Area up in Baton Rouge. If you can't find another place to go and do a little bit of hunting or fishing, take the kids on up there sometime this afternoon. It goes on all day, and it's absolutely free. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right back here on 3WL, edition of More Outdoors.